Password access code 648568.
Right there. Now just listen to, look at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
See? And he that hath not, for him shall be taken even that which he hath. So Jesus is saying, guess what? Even though you think you don't have it, you do.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end he summed it up. Which he hath.
Yeah.
So it's up to you to begin to do what? Accepting. Look, I do have these things. I have the riches and the glory of God.
Glory.
And start, like Mama and Tawana said, start writing those checks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because he did deposit it inside of you.
Yeah.
So start writing those checks.
Yeah.
Remember, he said, Veronica, the woman with the issue of blood, he said, by my faith you've been healed?
No, by hers.
Oh.
By her?
He said, by your faith.
That's
right. Huh? It wasn't about Jesus' faith.
No.
It was, she got healed because of her faith, of what she had.
That's right. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And the Bible says, he has given to every man a measure of faith. So you, if the Bible says that, and you say you don't have it, you're calling God a liar.
She went to the bank and wrote a check.
Yes, she did.
A big check.
Yes, big one.
Yeah, that was driving so big. No.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
She wrote that check so big that it drew some out of him.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Somebody's writing a big check here.
Yes.
Man, this is beautiful. It says, consider carefully what you hear. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you and even more.
Oh.
Even more. What's that scripture in James? If any man
you know, I think that comma should be
God.
Put after. I think that comma should be put after it.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Or that with the measure you use it.
Yes.
And then another it will be measured to you. With the measure you use it will be measured to you.
Uh-huh.
And even more.
Yes. And even more.
Well, I can see the word that it has. It says, with the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
Yes.
And even more.
And even more.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh. So it's up to you.
Yes, it is.
It's up to you. In John 6:27, labor not for the meat which perish, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. So here it is. Stop toiling and doing and producing for the food that perishes and decomposes, but strive and work and produce rather for the food that endures unto life eternal. So what is our labor supposed to be?
Well, the
what
labor
is supposed to labor
be,
for?
The labor is supposed to be after eternal life.
Yes.
Seeking the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And his righteousness.
As Paul said, that he kept his eyes on the prize.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So we have to, you know, like Jesus said, have you considered lilies of the field? They pull out and do good they stand. And then he also said that the body is more than for raiment.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving them a little hint right there what the body is really for.
Mm-hmm.
And what the body is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Right there. The body is more than raiment. It's more than raiment. So, wait a minute, hold up. Oh, all right, that's a thought. I got to say that. Okay, so in John 6:51, it says, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world.
Amen.
Oh, he said world there, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
He just wasn't just a selective few.
Nope.
It was for the world.
I just wanted to just look up that word world for a minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
John 6:51.
By this we know that we are in him.
Mm-hmm.
By what? Keeps his word.
Keeping out his word.
Uh-huh. It says, truly, the love of God is perfected in him.
Yes.
And there is good in him. By this we know that we are in him.
In him.
Romans 7:15. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. That's in Romans. Because here we become cognizant of our lack of control over our own emotions and passions. As Paul's first described condition of all new believers, I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 7:15. Once you receive Christ as we who speaks to you and shows you your condition, while listening and watching, he begins teaching you, encouraging you,
assuring
you, and making changes in you as you listen, hear, and obey his words. Cause the seed to grow within you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did he say beat you?
Oh, this is powerful.
Did he say beat?
Oh,
did he say beat you? Did he say beat? While listening and watching, he begins teaching you and encouraging you, assuring you and making changes in you as you listen, hear, and obey his words, cause the seed to grow within you. Why is that? His words are like water, right?
Yes, he is.
And he is water, correct?
There is water.
So he does all the work.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he's doing all the work.
He that has begun a good work in you shall perform it to the very end.
Yes.
He begun it, and he's going to what? Finish it.
Yes.
And you.
Read this next one.
Hallelujah. When he deems you ready, you enter what?
Tribulation. Oh, my goodness, my
goodness. This is a part of the cross to destroy the sinful nature within you through
suffering. Read that again. When he deems you
ready.
What's that word? What's that word?
He deems.
When he sees that you're ready. When he sees you're ready. When he determines that you are ready.
Yes.
That you're ready. Yes.
Is it appointed time from the foundations of the world?
Yes.
You enter tribulation. This is a part of the cross to destroy the sinful nature within you through suffering. This produces patience, forgiveness, faith, long-suffering, trust, humility, and even hope. For even pain can be reassuring of his love.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Though I walk through the valley.
It would be beautiful if we could make that a bumper sticker.
Yes.
My goodness.
Yes.
Even
so
pain
all about
can be reassuring of his love.
Of his love.
Oh, my goodness.
Because why? He loves you, and he wants to crucify the flesh.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of people that think when you enter A lot of people think when you enter tribulation, it's from the enemy.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it sure
is. That will be chasing me all day.
All day.
That's the Lord working will in your life.
Yeah.
All day.
Yes.
Yes.
It's funny where it said the Spirit led Jesus into the woods.
Yes, the Spirit did, to be tempted of the devil.
Oh, my goodness. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. That's in Psalms 23:4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The full soul loathes the honeycomb. This is beautiful. But the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet.
To the hungry soul.
To the hungry soul.
Every bitter thing is sweet.
Yes.
Every bitter thing is sweet.
So that's how you can tell if your soul is hungry, is that when we go through the trying times, and we say, let your will be done, not my will, but
It comes to mind too when it said it pleased me to bruise him.
Yes.
To bruise him.
Exactly. Oh, Lord.
It pleases
him to bruise us. Oh, my God.
Yes, it pleased the Father to bruise him. And to put him to shame.
Yeah.
Or to put him.
And that's where we talk about where he says, my thoughts are not your thoughts.
My ways are not your ways.
That's right. He called evil, and what we call evil, he called.
Through that, we were going to be redeemed. That was the pleasing part of it.
Yes.
That we were going to be redeemed through the Son.
Through the Son.
Yes.
And Christ did it in the world that we'd be saved. Now he's doing it in the inside of us.
In our world.
Well, this is a
problem. If we were buried with him, we are what? Risen with him.
Yeah.
Same.
So, he took us to the grave with him.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And we raised with him.
Yeah.
We are the children of what? The resurrection.
Yes, we are.
Yes,
we are.
Oh, come on. We're not supposed to live to die. We're supposed to live to live.
Yes, that's right.
This is
Proverbs 27:7. The full soul, lotus and honeycomb, but to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. This is the ministry of condemnation that destroys the carnal mind, which is enmity with God. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. And that's in Romans 8:7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So, one of those, when you start hearing the negative things that is said, and you hear them, that's not God. That's your carnal mind. Your carnal mind says that you don't have strength.
That's right.
That's your carnal mind saying that.
That's right.
When your carnal mind begins to doubt, that's your carnal mind. It's not. It's enmity against God. It's not even subject to the law of God.
That's right.
Neither can be.
So if it's not subject to the law of God,
it's not subject either.
On a mind, well, then you can't read his word or do any of this being carnally minded.
No.
Exactly.
The Holy Spirit.
To be carnally minded is death.
Is death.
Yes.
But to be spiritually minded is what?
Life.
Life and peace through who? Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Yes.
Our Lord.
So who brings us to our spiritual consciousness?
Christ.
So God wants to keep the call of mine.
That's right.
Call of mine.
Huh? Yes.
We die with the call of mine.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How many times have we doubted so much that God was ineffective in our lives?
Oh, many times I can't count them.
Here you got the Savior, the great physician that healed, and then even in his own town he had to leave because of the unbelief.
Unbelief, that's right. You can do any miracles or anything.
Yes.
We limit
God by our unbelief.
Yeah, and doubt.
Yeah. And doubting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they did in the wilderness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we have to be careful that when those things, those negative thoughts and the doubt, unbelief, when that start creeping in, you know, that's your carnality speaking.
Yes.
Because it's speaking against the promises of God for your life.
Mm-hmm.
I was predestined from the foundations of the world, and then my mind saying that I'm not. Oh my goodness,
that'll be cast out.
I'm all alone. No, that's a lie, Carla Mind.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
That's enmity against God.
That's right.
God said He'll never leave me nor forsake me. You're trying to tell me that I'm alone? Uh-huh. It's not even subject to it. The law of God. Neither indeed can it be. It says here.
The teachers without.
Huh?
That's the teachers without. Exalt the call of mind.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, the teachers without exalt the call of mind, but the teacher within destroys it. The what? The teacher within destroys it.
Yes. Yes.
From the voice of the Lord, trust Him. He will lead you and watch over you continually.
Yes.
He will never leave you. Once you enter tribulation, which is the major part of the crucifixion of your lust and affection, you are in Christ.
Wow. Go on.
Huh? You are in Christ. You are in Christ. So
yes.
Tribulation is the major part of our crucifixion.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Of your lust and
affection.
Remember,
wow.
In the study about God's love, that it's not about our emotions.
That's right. Nope.
It's not about our emotions, right? So His love is not about our emotions, what we feel. It's what? It's about the will of God. Oh, man. Ooh, this is deep. 1 Peter 4:1-2. There it is. Forasmuch then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin. So how do you cease from sin?
By suffering in the flesh.
By suffering in the flesh.
That's right. That's right. If you don't please the flesh, that's right.
The what?
Oh, my goodness.
If you do contrary to what the flesh wants to do,
yes.
Oh, that flesh suffers.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Yes, it does.
Ooh. concerning the time and time.
That's right.
The time and those strange things happen to you.
Wow.
Yes. It says, for you are partakers of Jesus Christ's suffering. Right? And this is the thing, you have to go above. You have to go above that because it says that. It says it. So here we are. That he no longer to live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. There it is again. It says that he no longer should live the rest of his life. That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. The transformation has happened. That is not according to the lust of man, but to the will of God. Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude. Because he who has suffered in his body is done with sin. As a result, he does not live the rest of his earthly life for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God. Tribulation is not a hard day at the office. Tribulation is not a hard day at the office. A car wreck or some natural difficulty. It is unmistakably, supernaturally imposed.
Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
So now we got it backwards. We got it messed up. We're taking all this, driving the car and all these things is jacked up, but
wow.
That's not your tribulation.
Supernaturally imposed.
Supernaturally imposed. Supernaturally.
So if it's supernaturally imposed, then that means that God is putting us through it.
Uh-huh. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's supernatural. What happened? It was supernaturally imposed to Job, wasn't it? It happened in supernatural.
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
So while we go through these tribulations, remember Christ is in us.
Yes.
We're going through the test.
And what is he doing? He's crucifying the what?
The flesh.
And the carnal mind.
Yeah. That's right. The carnal mind. Yes. The carnal mind.
Yes, Revelation 1:9. He says, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, who is in the isle that is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. So what is that saying? He's our brother, what? John said, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation.
Mm-hmm. That was probably when he was exiled.
Yes, he was exiled out of
yeah.
Patmos.
Yeah.
John, who also and your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom. See, and patient of Jesus Christ was in the isle or island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus. So he got exiled there because of what?
Because he was preaching the word.
The testimony of Jesus.
Yeah.
Before this. He was in prison. So, Acts 14:22. It says, confirming the souls of the disciples. establishing and strengthening the souls and the hearts of the disciples, urging and warning and encouraging them to stand firm in the faith, and telling them that it is through many hardships and tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God. Second, Thessalonians 1:4, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure. Your steadfastness, your enduring and patience, and your firm faith in the midst of all the persecutions and crushing distresses and afflictions under which you are up, you are holding up. So it's through what? Tribulation. So it's tribulation, the car wreck.
No.
It's tribulation, hard day at work.
It's supernaturally in hope.
That's right.
So just go through it and praise God while you're doing it. Knowing that you're entering the kingdom of God.
For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and ye know. Says, for in fact, we told you before when we were with you that we would suffer tribulation, just as it happened, and you know. Tribulation. So, we must go through tribulation.
And it does cause you to grow.
It does
cause you to grow.
And that's what it's for.
And when he brings you through it, you have peace beyond all understanding.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably when you enter into the kingdom of God, because once you go through the tribulation, it's awesome.
Yes, it is.
It is so awesome.
It is. All right.
But the world looks at it as when you're going through these things, don't they kind of look at you like something's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's true.
Or,
yes.
God is doing it, and you're being punished.
Yes, exactly.
And a lot of people think
God is not punishing you, he's refining you.
Yeah. And people
like, you have sin in your life, brother.
So you sin, did something. Mm-hmm.
Or you got sin in your life, brother.
Uh-huh. No,
I didn't do anything. But yet the Bible says he was numbered with the what? Transgressors.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, we're at
Romans 5:3.
And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh what? Patience.
Uh-huh.
Tribulation worketh patience.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So, do we have patience today?
I know I do.
Do we have patience today?
It's growing.
Do we have patience today?
Yeah,
I'm
I do.
In the process. So, yeah.
It's in the process.
Do we have patience today?
It's in the process.
Do we have patience today?
What are we supposed to say?
You're supposed to say, yes, you do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's giving you his spirit.
Oh, that's right.
The ninth
spirit,
love, joy, peace, love, something,
you know. We just have to exercise.
Exactly. Guess what? How can tribulation work in some? patience worketh your patience. That means you have patience to be worked.
Yeah.
We praise God in our tribulation.
And here it is. Romans, we in Romans 2 Corinthians 1:4. Who comforted us in all our tribulations. That we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble.
Listen at that.
By the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of
God.
Who comforts us?
God.
Oh my goodness.
So it's just showing we go through those tribulations and we're comforted by God so that we can comfort others.
That's why
it says when he deemed us ready, when the tribulations come up, he's preparing us to go out there and comfort others. Oh, my God.
Isn't it beautiful that God, he is just so loving in his creation that when the seed is planted, that it's growing under the earth, it was growing roots first, and then it's able to live above the earth.
Wow.
Just look at his creation. The seed grows first inside the earth. So then it abuds, so it has to be able to grow first and root up inside and take root in the ground first.
That's right.
So then when we root in the ground in him, then he said, okay, I'm dealing you ready.
That's right.
So there you go, sprouting up. There you go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
goodness.
Just look at that creation.
When he deemed us ready, then the truth come on so that we can comfort others.
So you can comfort others.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing how a tree is, that a tree is for what? Shade for other folk.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
A tree is not shade for itself.
No, it is.
A tree is shade for other people to lay in and keep cool in. Hello. You talking to somebody?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. And then Romans 8:35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? They keep going on and on and on, but nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing. Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation. It says rejoice in hope. So then you have hope today. Thank you. Patient in tribulation. You got patience today?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Continue instant in prayer, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation. Continuing instant in prayer. Okay? John 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. This is Jesus talking. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. There it is again. Jesus overcome the world. The world what? The world is what? We just got to talk to one of you. You looked that up with the world. We're just talking about the world.
Right.
That's me.
On it. A decoration.
patient worketh what?
Patience.
And we have, and through our tribulation, God comforts us.
Comfort us.
So that what?
Can comfort us. We need
something. That's right.
Yeah. Praise God. That is so powerful.
God comforts us.
Yes.
Here it is. 1 Peter 4:12-13. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy.
Yeah.
So, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial. It was to try you. We're tried by what? Fire.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad that you're gold today?
Yeah.
For you just being purified by the fire?
Yeah.
To get all the impurities out of you so you'll be pure gold?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
For the riches of his glory.
Yeah, the riches of his glory. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Yeah.
So it says, do not think it strange, the fiery trial you are undergoing, but rejoice that you are participating in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed in the revelation of his glory. And in 1 Peter 1:5-7, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Manifold, that means different temptations. Wow. And that is for what? Crucify
the flesh.
That is, and the carnal mind.
The carnal mind.
Let the trial of your faith be more. Let the trial of your faith be much more precious than of gold that perishes. Though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Christ, of Jesus Christ, in you.
Yeah.
The appearing, the revealing of Christ in you.
The second paragraph was really powerful.
We must decrease that he will what? Increase.
Yeah. The second paragraph was really powerful.
Yeah. All right. Could you read that, please?
You, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this, you greatly rejoice. So now, for a little while, you may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though refined by fire, may be proven genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
There it is. That's beautiful. So we have to understand that anything that comes our way is for the revealing of Jesus Christ in us.
Yeah.
The revealing of worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
And that's how this started off, the battle with that.
See, this has to end.
Yes.
Right.
It's not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. This is beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Ooh, here it is. For whom the Lord loveth, he
chasteneth.
And scourges every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. But Paul is saying that what? Whereof all are partakers of the chastisement of the Lord. For the Lord corrects and disciplines everyone whom he loves, and he punishes, even scourges, every son whom he accepts and welcomes to his heart and cherishes. You must submit to and endure correction for discipline. God is dealing with you as with sons. But what son is there whom his father does not thus train and correct and discipline? Now, if you are exempt from correction and left without discipline, in which all of God's children share, then you are illegitimate offspring and not true sons. So everybody's partakers of that, right? So everybody is.
Can we start off next week? You want to finish this? Or?
Yes.
Can we start off next week? Going to.
Let's just finish this page and we're done.
Okay.
Okay, Mom, you want to read, please?
Finish this page, you say?
Yeah, we'll just finish this and then we'll start on page 15.
Hebrews 13:13. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Simon, Simon, who is Peter, listen. Satan hath asked excessively that all of you be given up to him, that he might sift you like grain. Romans 12:1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye be present, that ye present your body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. And how do you make a living sacrifice of your body? If you live after the flesh, the sinful nature, you will die. But if through the Spirit you mortify, put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Romans 8:13. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if through the Spirit you do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Therefore, mortify, put to death, the deeds of the body that are of the eternal, that
earthly.
Are of the earthly life. Fornication, impurity,
inordinate
affection, evil lust of the flesh, covetousness, which is idolatry. Colossians 3:5. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanliness, inordinate affection, evil, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Lust of the flesh.
Okay. Now, the last one I'm going to say is 2 Timothy 2:12. It says, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him.
Yes,
amen. So we must suffer to reign with him, right?
Yeah.
So we can't deny him in suffering. We can't say we don't want to suffer.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We can't say, I don't know. But this has been beautiful.
This again,
has been uplifting, encouraging, and
it's wonderful.
It's just been wonderful. God has truly blessed us.
Yes.
Truly blessed us. Oh. All spiritual blessings in Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible says. We're in all spiritual blessings in Jesus Christ. All spiritual blessings. So
I love it when it says that when he deems us ready.
Yes, that is
so. And then we go through those tribulations, and he's comforting us through the tribulations,
mm-hmm.
so that we can be comfort to someone else
when
they start going through it.
No, that is so.
He's there an example.
An example
of how we are to be with one another.
It does represent the body, because if you stump your toe, your hands are quick.
That's true.
Comfort that toe.
Mm-hmm.
And to give it all the help it needs to feel better and to start beginning the healing process.
Mm-hmm.
So we are all connected together. We are all God's children.
Yeah.
And he loves us. The Bible even talks about that. The blood of man is in all of us that he has given us, even his breath. So we are the children of God. We are all connected to him. And we just have to accept all of the riches of the glory that he has even given us. And begin to start speaking those things that what you already have.
You already have.
And stop looking on the outside of strength, but also what it says. It talks about that. Greater is he that is within you than he that is
in the world. Yeah.
Right? So we have to understand that Christ dwells in us throughout the temple, our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And we have to. Then we just read the scripture about a living sacrifice, that our body should be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is our reasonable service.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things that God is. He's given us, and he's just pouring on us right now. And my cup is running over, and it's been pressed down, shaking, and running over. So I just thank God for that. Let's end in prayer. For your mind, Lord God, we just thank you today, Lord, for your bread, Lord, your manna that you have given us today, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the water, Lord, of your spirit, Lord, our cups, Lord, are running over, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for the abundance of rain, Lord, in our lives, Lord.
Yes.
We just thank you, Lord, for all your life and the light, Lord, that you have shared and given us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for, Lord, giving us, Lord, all the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for all those gifts that you have given us, Father. We thank you, Lord. We accept it, Lord. We acknowledge, Lord, that we are your children, Lord. Lord, we do cry out, Abba, Father, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the spirit of adoption that has adopted us, Lord, that we are once alienated from you, Lord, that, Lord, now you have reconciled us back to you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. foundations of the world, Father. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to love one another. Help us, Father, to reflect you at all times, Lord, to glorify you.
Yes,
Lord, we just thank you. We appreciate you. We love you.